The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See?
Welcome to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to be with you today. I'm your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water, bringing you one of the most widely shared podcasts and shows right here from Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
In the abundance of water.
88.1.
The food.
WSBR in Lee. And So It Flows, bringing you all those things that you thought water was, and water is, and water can be. Everything. Pirates, to poison, to firefighting, to looking for cars under the shores of a lake, under the water of Lake Onoda, and places around the world. Talking to all sorts of folks. Today is more of a, what I would consider a chill show. And next week we're going to have on the show, friend of show, Eric Wasileski. We're going to be talking a little bit about the continuation of the deep dive campaign to make both war and water pollution obsolete. It's a very exciting project. Starting right here from the Berkshires, because the Berkshires is bringing the cultural water and actual action that will transform our world right here, right now, because it's kind of a thinking globally, acting locally project. And so excited next week. So tune on in next week for me and Eric to discuss some of those things. And we got some really great water tunes coming your way. This one, what do we got here? We got a little bit of the Kings of Leon singing one of their more exciting songs. It's called Radioactive. And again, you're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O.
Yonder, I hope between heaven and hell. Great-granddaddy was a deacon, but he struggled breaking even till he started running Bibles out the Bible Belt. Some called him a sinner, only knew him for his sins. Some called him a saint because they knew where that cash went. They say you can buy salvation. That ain't how it works. But if you ask that congregation Sunday morning in the brand new church, they say bless the man with the still in the holler, turning corn into shine, shine. With Rockefeller, you can judge him, but he did some good. Using outlaw cash for pews and stained glass, like a righteous redneck Robin Hood. They say you can buy salvation. That ain't how it works. But if you ask that congregation Sunday morning in a brand new church, they say bless the man with the still in the holler, turning corn into shine, shine. we'd grown together, died of thirst.
You're listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. I am your Super Waterman, Ambassador for Water. Super psyched to be with you, and that song was for Tay-Tay fans who are watching out to see if she's going to be playing at Madison Square Garden. Not at Red Sox Stadium, guys. Madison Square Garden. That's where she's going to have, according to rumor, her wedding. And that was her song Clean, which definitely is one of the things that water can provide, a way to clean both physically and spiritually and all sorts of stuff. And it gets women like Taylor Swift owning Madison Square Garden for a couple of nights. So that's pretty kind of cool, actually. Before that, we had another really awesome female vocalist who's up and coming, who's actually following this show, Mary Cutter with Devil's Money, really a song that resonates out of, I believe it's Kentucky, where it's kind of like that country rock feel to it, a little bit of bluegrass mixed in, hard driving. And then we started with Radioactive, It's in the Water, Kings of Leon, Coming Around Sunday was the name of that album. We got some more music coming your way, but first, a little bit of water news. This is actually written by me, and it's on the blog, on the water blog of Water Celebration. A little section on it. Name of the article is "The Broken Water Pipes Collapsing Water Infrastructure Beneath Your Feet." This little section I'm reading is a section called Predatory Logic of Privatization, and it deals locally because while it's a national issue, it's right here in Berkshire County. Into this crisis, at exactly this moment, comes an offer. Take, for instance, the small village of Housatonic, Mass. Within the town of Great Barrington. This small New England village is on the tip of water privatization, as well as aging water infrastructure. It's on the tip of that spear, and it's served by the Housatonic Water Works Company, a small privately owned public utility that provides drinking water to about 850 customers, about 1,400 residents in the village of Housatonic, located within the town of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, as well as parts of neighboring Stockbridge and West Stockbridge. And you're also originally established in 1897, that private infrastructure. The company has been owned by the Mercer family since 1984. And there is an ongoing Housatonic Waterworks crisis, and it's the direct result of crumbling physical infrastructure as well as mismanaged operations and a legacy of empty regulatory promises. The company estimates it requires roughly $4.5 million in capital improvements and deferred maintenance to adequately upgrade its system, remove manganese, and address severe water discoloration issues. These issues facing tiny Housatonic mass are endemic of towns, villages, and cities all around the greatest country in the world, supposedly, if we could take care of our water, making Housatonic mass and top 10 town of Great Barrington, Mass, on the tip of the proverbial American water spear. Maybe water lovers will lead the water upgrade, the new H2O American evolution, where we can be responsible for the life part of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And just imagine that $4.5 million being multiplied by thousands of communities around the country. And that was brought to you by Water Celebration. And yours truly, and I wrote that article, it was about a 3,000-word article, so there's a lot more to dive into, all sorts of graphs and things to really get into. Let's see what else we got going on today. We got a really cool little poem, and let's speak to that first. This poem called "The River Did Not Weep," and it's part of the National Veterans Memorial Museum.
Imagine the Chattahoochee River, meandering minor Mississippi, same amount of mud. The stretch that borders Fort Benning in Georgia is bound by black willow, cypress, cottonwood, pawpaw, kudzu, beaver, heron, cottonmouth, chiggers, and cicada heat. I was there when the Rangers loaded the C-130 for night jump training. I was there when the plane took off and flew a 5-mile circle before approaching the drop zone map of the earth. I was there when they stood up, hooked up to the static line, and waited on the green light. I was there when the last 7 were rushed by their first sergeant out the door and into the night after the jump window had passed. The first sergeant followed on the heels of the last Ranger. The last 7 dropped silently except for the soft whip billow of their parachutes, into the tangle of undergrowth at the tree line, into the riverside trees, into the night black Chattahoochee. All but the first sergeant were found alive, and when Taps was played for the fallen Ranger, the river did not weep.
Yes. Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show. Water's voice from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. You're listening to And So It.
What is going on here? Got a little bit of breakdown on tech, but don't you worry. Just press play.
It was on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you. And stay tuned. Love your H2O.
Going, they die, they don't go to heaven where the angels fly.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O. Super psyched to bring water culture straight from the Berkshires to all around our big blue planet. There is some excitement here. I'm hoping this is valid. I've heard different things, but we will check it out because it's sitting right here. Pittsfield 4th of July is celebrating the generations this year, and Pittsfield Community Television is bringing you live coverage. Join PCTV on July 4th beginning at 9:30 a.m. for live parade coverage from South Street in Pittsfield to on PCTV Access Pittsfield Channel 1301, PCTV Select 1, and on the Pittsfield Community Television Facebook page. Live coverage of the 4th of July parade is supported by Greylock Federal Credit Union. And super psyched to bring you that little bit of 250th anniversary, which is kind of young in the world of things, and I'll speak to that a little bit. Some countries have been around for thousands of years, and one of those is the great country of India. I was there a while back and got to see this film, Bollywood film, that Bollywood for Bombay, which is now called Mumbai. There's this film called Shore, S-H-O-R, and it has a really great song in it. It's called Pani Ripani, which basically goes into the different facets of water. Pani is a word for water. And the song actually speaks to its life-giving nature, its role in creating Ganga Jal, which is called holy water, and its devastating potential in floods. It features the famous refrain, Pani Ripani, water, oh water, what is your color? Reflecting that water takes on the color of its environment, and in our bodies, it takes the color of our thoughts. So be careful what you think for, because water's paying attention. A little bit out to my Indian friends from here and around the world. Here's a little bit of Pani Ripani. This is like classic. Uh-oh. What happened here? Let's go up.
खाते हैं और ठंडा पानी पीते
इस दुनिया में
करिम झिम 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 बरसे सावन फिरे उम्मीदों पर तेरा रंग समझ ना आए
Short night, lift the lid on the daylight. 6:09 West Tennessee time, and I buy all my days at the same place where the girl sells her nights to God of ocean tides. All night long, writing poems to California, melodies of failure, and the people I have known. Away, meanwhile, somewhere west of Carolina, in a congregation of strangers, we're digging holes to China. Then we pray to our reflections in the water when it rises. I said, headlights pin the highway down, Jesus spins the world around, and I'll spend all my tomorrows coming down. Goodbye, all my days. I know I said I never loved you, but I might just try again tonight. Truck stops and river guides, gas stations of the cross, following a ghost, following a ghost. I pray the water wash away the memories and the cost. Carry me south to the sea, along with your memories of me. We are born in the water, and I will return to thee. Colored lights and birthday cakes, candle wax, paper plates. Breathe the water. Oh, hush it by, hush it by. You can see through water. Oh, way up to the sky. Gods of water, gods of rain, cover up the sun again. We are crossing it. Mississippi line, and I tried all my days to love you just the way you hoped I might, but I'm leaving here tonight. I can't remember yesterday. I tried, if I said I could, I lied.
You are listening to And So It Flows, your only show for H2O from a cultural perspective, from an interest into water connection perspective. And as God of ocean tides, God is in the water. And before that, we had Water of Love with Dire Straits. And we started off the set with a really great song from India. While it's not rock and roll, Bollywood songs are some of the most culturally representative songs in the world. For any of you who may have seen Slumdog Millionaire, there was some water scenes in there, but still, India makes up close to 1.5 billion people, so I think they want to be represented on the And So It Flows podcast, and super psyched to have done that, because in our community here in Pittsfield, there is a large Indian community, large enough to represent themselves throughout our healthcare system at Berkshire Health Center. So hats off to you, and make sure that you drink enough pani, because a well-hydrated doctor is a happy doctor, which makes for happier patients. So make sure you're drinking your pani. We got some more stuff coming up for you, but stay tuned next week, where you get a chance to listen to friend of show Eric Wasileski, who is chapter president for the Veterans for Peace chapter, the Daniel Shays edition, where we're going to go deeper into Deep Dive project that started right around April 25th at an event at the United Church of Christ in Pittsfield, where we made a declaration there. Making pollution obsolete and making water obsolete. How do you do that? I don't know. I don't have an answer to that. But I have spoken to some friends who work in that particular industry, and they are looking for pathways out so as to fulfill quite a bit, fulfill their passion. It's great to make that kind of money, but at the same time, it's important to use our power for things that actually accentuate life on this planet. And I think that's a conversation worth having. So make sure you tune in, and also grab our podcast on one of your favorite podcast platforms. And So It Flows. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Follow us on Twitter or X. Follow us on LinkedIn. A lot of stuff getting out there into the world regarding water, and I'm honored to have that opportunity. And thanks to WTBR and PCTV for providing the airwaves. And the waves are in air, and air is actually water vapor. So look around. You'll see water everywhere. We got some song called Cold Water, and that's with Major Lazer and Justin Bieber and MD or MO. Song called Cold Water. And we'll be seeing you again next week, but got a couple more tunes coming your way. And super psyched to bring the culture of water from here, the wonderful Berkshires, to all around the world.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold. Different places, I will still be patient with you.
jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know.
Jellyman, offspring.
Offspring,
Jellyman.
Jelly! Sweet!
Totally.
You turn the air on. You turn the air on.
Pittsfield has a rock and roll water show. Water's voice from the Berkshires to all around our big blue marble. You're listening to And So It Flows on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, where water gets loud, water music, water culture, comedy, poetry, deep water conversations. I'm Leslie Gabriel, your Super Waterman Ambassador for Water. Find us on Apple, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Podcast Republic, and anywhere you get your podcast. We've got some more music coming your way. Super psyched to be with you, and stay tuned. Love your H2O.
Lemon City water, sparkling water, lemon, osmosis, carbonated, filtered, distilled. See? Abundance of water, the fool will get thirsty.